And how it settle a long-standing controversy as to just who is the leader of the group known as Manfred Mann. Manfred himself or singer Paul Jones? Now, what do you say, Manfred?
I am.
Paul?
Actually, there's never been any doubt in my mind as to who was the boss.
Yeah.
I am.
Oh.
No, he's wrong there. I make the decisions here and...
No, you don't. I make the decisions. Yeah.
No, in fact, I am. This is a well-known fact.
It is a well-known fact. I break down at this point and admit that he does make the decisions.
Fair enough.
He makes the decisions. I approve.
I see.
No, we all decide. We all decide together. But people, you know, the music papers give such a sort of wrong impression. I mean, they've got the impression of Paul, for example, as a sort of big-headed, loud-mouthed, rude bloke who hogs the cameras and everything like that.
Well,
and
what's
right
wrong about that?
So people think Paul's big-headed, you see.
I can only say
this is true.
Well, that leads us nicely to Paul's big hit, big-headed number, the one in the middle. This is Top of the Pops from London, the show which brings you words and music from your favourite stars. And here's Paul Jones, a singer with Manfred Mann, and also composer. You do write some of the group's numbers, don't you, Paul?
Yes, some.
There is one number I've heard you do in which you take a rather nice knock at yourself. The one in the middle.
Yes, but I'm also boasting at the same time.
I don't believe a word you say. I think if you were, you never have got away with this. What's the sort of point of the number, really?
Well, actually, I wrote it for somebody else who turned it down.
I see.
It was the Yardbirds, actually. Keith Relfe said that's not my sort of personality to sing that sort of those sort of words, which it isn't, because he's very sort of retiring sort of bloke.
Yeah, but you feel it's very much you, do you?
The point is, it's supposed to be a mixture, as you say, of partly boasting and partly sort of knocking oneself as well.
Yeah.
And it's the sort of thing, well, I don't know, it appeals to me.
Yeah, it appeals to me too. Does this line about wanting to be a star have any kind of significance for you, though?
You're getting too... all right, yes, okay, yes, it does. I mean, I've always wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Fair enough. Would you sing the number for us now?
Sure.
Here it is, then. The one in the middle.